There was a man who went to a doctor because he was very sick and did not know what the cause of the sickness was. And after many tests and diagnoses, the doctor finally came to him and said, "I have good news and I have bad news." The patient says, "Please, doctor, give me the good news." "The good news is that they will name a disease after you." Sometimes even the good news is not so good. But in this doubtful, what we call doubting Thomas, there is a beautiful thing. Alfred Tennyson once said that there lives more faith in honest doubt than in half the creeds. In other words, if you sincerely doubt something, you have a question, be honest with yourself. Do not say you believe if you don't. Do not say if the proofs given are not sufficient. Honesty is always the way to God. And so here in today's gospel, Thomas is presented to us as a man who loved the Lord and loved truth. If you remember when Jesus was going to Bethany to Lazarus who had been ill, it was Thomas who said, "Let us go to die with him." In other words, he was willing to die with the Lord. He was that powerfully attached to him. He wanted to believe in the resurrection, but he did not have enough proof. And so the Lord came to him. And as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, it's amazing that at this time, following the crucifixion, when the apostles were being hunted down by the Roman authorities, and they were afraid for their own lives, on the very threshold of over 3 centuries of persecution, when the church had no buildings and only human beings who believed in God, Jesus comes to them and says, "Peace, peace be with you." He says this twice because peace and shalom does not mean the absence of violence or the absence of war, but shalom in its deepest Hebrew meanings, that you have not forgotten who you are. You have maintained your individual and Christian human dignity, and you are not using circumstances as an excuse for becoming a worse person. It is deliberately in times of darkness and war when goodness and light is most needed. So on the threshold of 3 centuries of Christian persecution, Jesus comes and said, "Be at peace, shalom. Make sure that you are living a Christian life. No one can take your humanity from you, your dignity. Only you can give it up." That is why the early Christians were not afraid of death. They had no sense of horror in front of dying because they knew no one knows what death is unless the person dies. We don't know what it's like. What they were deathly afraid of was not living well, was using their circumstances as an excuse to do bad things. "My parents don't understand me. My children don't understand me. My husband, wife, my boss, my circumstances don't understand me." 1,001 excuses for us not to become good. The Christian only needs one reason to be good: because I value my dignity, I love my brother and sister enough to give them an example of how to live, and Christ himself came after the resurrection and said to his apostles, "This is not the beginning of a great time for you. You're going to need strength of character, of choice, of God's grace. Therefore, I say to you, peace be with you." Think of that deep in your life. Never use circumstances or the actions of others to dictate who you will become. You should also always be proactive and be the author of your own life by choosing what to do. Why do I do and think good things? Because I love you. Because I will never give up my autonomy to anyone and say, this is who I became because this person did that to me. I am a free child of God, a child of light. May Christ's peace be with you as you choose your own path. Christos vos kres.